Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok, 6 o'clock hour of sports talk. Steve Geller along with Jeff Nowak, Cullen Steele. Charlie Long is on vacation. We're going to be getting into some of our sound with LSU head coach Jay Johnson as the Tigers get ready for game one of those College World Series finals tomorrow night against the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. Although you said
I've never said Chanticleers. I've always said Chanticleers. So I don't know. The coach seems to have strong feelings about it.
I can pull the clip up.
Go ahead. Hit the clip real right, quick, Charlie. Sorry.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
We got this.
They look so much
say
alike.
It with me. Chanticleers. Chanticleers. Not Chanticleers. Chanticleers.
Seems pretty adamant there, Jeff.
Yeah, but that's not how I've said it or I've heard anyone say it. It's Sean. He's got the Chant part right.
Right.
Their nickname is Chants. Like, go Chants.
Or like I said it, Chant, Chant, Chant,
yeah,
Chant, Chant.
Everybody. Chants. Right. Claire's is fine. I don't think it's not Clears. I think it's more like in the middle of like Claire's, like the name Claire, but like in the middle of that, like a Claire, like Eclair.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think if you're going to have a weird mascot name, you don't get to get mad when people mispronounce it. Like, have a normal name. If you're going to be weird about it, don't have a weird name. That's my philosophy.
Well, Coastal's going for their second national title, the LSU Tigers, their eighth. Coach Jay Johnson's opening statement today as the Bayou Bengals get ready for game one tomorrow night.
Awesome to be here. It's, in my opinion, this is one of the best days on the college baseball calendar with 307 teams in Division I to be one of the last two playing and practicing today. And Charles Schwab Field is a great honor and a testament to the hard work and execution of our team. I've documented it a lot. I would coach this team forever, and obviously the talent on it is exceptional, you know, just like with these two guys here, Anthony and Jake, across the roster, but great people, completely bought into the mission of the team, and tremendous self-discipline, tremendous mental strength to go along with that talent, and very worthy of playing in the championship series, and very excited about the next couple days. Looking forward to playing a great opponent in Coastal Carolina and Coach Schnall. I've known him for a very long time, consider him a friend, and have obviously had long-term respect for a program that's been one of the best in college baseball over the last couple decades. So wouldn't want to have it any other way, and very thankful for the team and the efforts that they put forward to put us in this position, and looking forward to a great championship series.
Coach Jay Johnson asked about that relationship with Coach Kevin Snall over there at Coastal Carolina, also losing to the Chanticleers in 2016.
I met Kevin a long time ago. Something that I learned early on was study the people that are the best at what they do. Skip Bertman, Augie Garrido, And then Gary Gilmore, you know, I was very impressed with their program. I was at a mid-major at University of San Diego as the associate head coach for 8 years. And they were kind of one that we were kind of modeling and emulating on the West Coast. And so paying attention to what they were doing and then, you know, going out recruiting and trying to make us a national program and going after the best players. You know, I ran into Kevin on the recruiting front and then just having good baseball conversations. And then, you know, what I've always admired about him is the pride that he's taken in his job as a recruiting coordinator and now as the head coach. So ton of respect there. As far as 2016, you know, unique situation for us. You know, I went to Arizona and I didn't have one player that had ever played in the NCAA tournament before. And we were picked 10th out of 11 in the Pac-12. And, you know, the fall we were really grinding to kind of see what we were going to be. And, you know, it wasn't like a smooth deal. And then we came back in January and there was about five pitchers that you started to look at and go, we're pretty good. And then a position player group that, you know, part of the reason I accepted that job because I thought there was players that could play better than they had to that point in their career. And think we got the ball rolling a little bit. I think we opened at Rice and they were ranked in the top 10 and we won 2 out of 3 and got some good wins on the board, built some confidence. And then in the postseason, you know, played really well, won regional at Louisiana Lafayette, super regional at Mississippi State, got here. And if I remember correctly, we both lost the second game and then had to both fight our way back to the loser's bracket. And then won a 3-0 game and lost 2 1-run games. And, you know, this is my spot in the world is Omaha. Like, this is what I dream about. And the first time being here, I just remember being very thankful to play 8 games. And in the moment was really tough. And it's no different than how I feel about this team or the 23 team or when we came here in 21 at Arizona, as they deserve to be here. And you want them to experience the full thing. And, you know, we were one base hit away. And it took a couple years to get past that. But it doesn't change how I feel about Cody Raymer, Bobby Dalbec, J.J. Mattajevic, Cameron Ming. I mean, I heard from all those guys in the last 2 days about our win the other night. So that's how close that was. And it really reminds me of this team, actually. You know, but I think what I do remember about all of that is it's really helped me the next 3 times that we've been here in terms of knowing how to prepare for this. And that was kind of my main takeaway from it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jay Johnson prepared for this big moment. How does he feel his team is ready?
If you're at this point in the NCAA tournament, you've been battle tested. You know, so I think that's just the way that it is. I think for our team, I don't believe there's anything we have not seen. And what I mean by that is high level pitching, high level bullpen, high level defense. Offenses with speed, power, hitting skills, know how to play the game, move the offense. So I feel like we're very prepared And we really just leave it at that. I said this earlier in the week, you know, one of my attitudes about all of this is everything is training for something. And I feel like we're well-trained, well-prepared for, you know, in my opinion, probably the best team that we've played this year in Coastal.
Talking about Coastal Carolina, the best team that they've faced this year, what has Coach Jay Johnson learned from scouting them?
A lot, and nothing really of a surprise. I love college baseball, so there was a Tuesday or Wednesday night game. They were playing against Clemson. I was at home. We weren't playing, so maybe it was a Wednesday night, and I watched them play Clemson. So the strengths are undeniable. Great starting rotation. Use their bullpen really well. Offensively, clear identity. I think that's really important. Something we try to do as well is play to the identity of your team. They're excellent at getting the leadoff man on base. They use the bunting game about as good as anybody that does in college baseball. And again, that's a 20-year thing. That's not a 2025 team thing. They play really good defense. They don't beat themselves. You have to win the game. And I said this very similarly to when we played UCLA the other day. You have to win the game because they're very fundamentally sound. And they're gonna play the right way. So, you know, you have to execute your game plan and execute your fundamentals to earn the win against them.
A lot of what Jay Johnson's saying about Coastal Carolina sure sounds a lot like this LSU team. How different or similar do you feel the Tigers and Chanticleers are?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities. I would say recruiting at an elite level. And that might mean different things. I think I have a unique perspective on this. I haven't always been at LSU, you know, or even Arizona. It was, you know, Point Loma Nazarene, University of San Diego, University of Nevada. And I know what it's like to try to build one of those. And when you knock off that Power Five, how that lifts you in the regular season, not only in the postseason, and the attitude that you have to carry, you know, to be that and to do that. So I have great respect for that. But this is about execution, and it's about baseball, and it's about pitchers throwing strikes, your defense handling the ball, your offense stringing quality at bats together. And when I look at their team, I see a lot of our team.
And lastly, Coach Jay Johnson was asked, how does he feel his team's going to deal with being in the spotlight?
It's honestly one of the reasons I took the job in the first place, was to test myself, test what I believe in, and spotlight, no spotlight. The fundamentals of winning and running an elite Division I baseball program are exactly the same. And our opponent does it really well. And we do it really, really well. And it's proven to work out the way that I thought it would. But I wanted to test it in an arena where it's only a blessing to have so many people care about what you're doing. And that is what I will say about LSU is there's not another baseball program in the entire country where more people care about what you're doing. And I think it's an awesome honor for these players because their effort deserves people to care about what they're doing. You know, no different than our opponent. And but I think it's something that makes it special. But the challenge, not the challenge, the coaching point is of regardless if one person is watching or the eyes of the world are on you, execution is execution. And toughness is your ability to focus on what you need to do to execute your plan regardless of circumstances.
LSU versus Coastal Carolina, 6 o'clock first pitch tomorrow right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, a 5:30 pregame coverage.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.